Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
July new music, July new music, July new music, July new music.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in Montrose, Scotland, with my July new music pick. Just one for me this month, but I feel it's a really special one. It's the artist Lizzo and her album Special. It's her fourth album, but to be honest, I'd never heard of her before, and even my oldest daughter was like, well, duh, Dad, of course I know who Lizzo is, don't you? It's a fantastic album, and I've really fallen in love with her and the music that she performs. The track I'd like for you to choose is the single About Damn Time, which has a real Nile Rodgers feel about it. Great disco music, but to be quite honest, you could have picked any one of the tracks on this album. It's a wonderful album, and I can't speak highly enough about it. Just go out there and enjoy it, everyone. And that's it for me. Thank you.
It's bad bitch o'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now?
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and the whole Rockin' the Suburbs family. I miss you guys. How's everybody doing? I'm up early in the morning because I'm up early every morning because my puppy wakes up at 5 no matter what. Because that's the way I trained him. But it was by accident because I used to get up to go to the grocery store every morning, but now I'm back doing music and I go to the grocery store twice a week, but he still gets up early in the morning, just like I'm going to stock the dairy shelves at the store. Enough about me. I'm calling for a new music for July. July was a great month. Zach Bryan, who I talked about 2 months ago, who put out a triple album, released an EP in July, but that's not why I'm calling, but it's really good. You should listen to it. Dawes has made what I think is definitely my favorite album since All Your Favorite Bands, called Doom Scroller, and you got to check that out. It's really good. But I'm calling because my friend texted me Friday afternoon and said, hey, Kurt, I think you might like this. And it was like seeing an old friend. Freddie Johnston put out an EP on Friday. And I think it's actually going to be part of an upcoming album. I don't really know the details, but it was so great to hear Freddie Johnston again after all these years. I can remember listening to him when I first moved to the city back in the late 80s, early 90s. He was always bopping around. And this new album has a really intense rock pile vibe to it. So I think that's why my friend reached out to me, because he knows that I love rock pile. And I hit the first track called Trying to Move On, and my buddy was right. It sounds a lot like rock pile, but it also sounds a little bit like Fountains of Wayne to me. But of course, you know, it sounds like Freddie Johnston too, because he's such a unique voice. So Trying to Move On is the title track of the EP, and then there's There Goes a Brooklyn Girl, which is another really good track on the EP. It's the third one. So I would highly suggest checking out Freddie Johnston's new EP, which came out on July 29th. All right. Nice touching in with you guys. And I hope you had a good time out in Chicago. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
There goes a Brooklyn girl. goes my baby. Just told her that she's my number one, and she went maybe. She's always saying that you're only what you become. Walking away in the morning sun when love is new. And she's off to some office I've never seen, and I'm tending bar and playing guitar and getting by somehow in between, you know, living the dream. There goes a Brooklyn girl, there goes my baby. Just told me that she's the one who's gonna save me. She's always saying that it's all off into the crowd, and I'm singing bye bye baby goodbye, and the city's waking up around me.
1, 2, Polizei, 3, 4, Offizier, 5, 6, alte Hex, 7, 8, Harris King.
The suburbs community. This is Harris in upstate South Carolina calling in for another edition of New Music, this time in July. And I'm sticking with the theme I've had the last couple of months. This album is very, very krautrocky. It's from Sam Prekop and John McIntyre. And the name of the album is Sons Of. Apparently they are both Sea and Cake band members, and they put out this album, Sons Of, as a duo. It's very good. There's only 4 songs on it, so you've got the long songs like you know and love with very good krautrock, but the first song, A Ghost at Noon, is a little shorter, and I think it'll give the listeners here a good idea of what they're all about. It's only about 7 minutes long, A Ghost at Noon. It's on Bandcamp if you want to check it out, and I assume also on the streaming, I'm not sure, but it's a good album. Also, I really enjoyed meeting both of y'all recently at Wolf Trap along with several other community members, and that was a lot of fun. So I know everybody's looking forward to Suburbs Fest coming up as well. P.S., Patrick, don't forget my theme music.